This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating history and physical examination on John Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, John, J-O-H-N. Date of birth is 9-10-1946. Date of service is 5-16-2024. Mr. Baldwin is a very pleasant 77-year-old male with history of hiatal hernia, diverticulitis, hypertension, coronary artery disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, COPD, not on home oxygen, history of protein C and protein S deficiency, history of DVT/PE, status on Xarelto, status post IVC filter, history of chronic back pain on chronic opioid, history of compression fracture with kyphoplasties in the past, who presented to the hospital after he suffered a mechanical fall. He fell from an air mattress. He denies hitting his head. He does complain of having some headache as well as some chest pain as well as shortness of breath. He was seen in the emergency room. Underwent CT of his chest, which demonstrated age indeterminate T2, T3, and T7 fractures. MRI was obtained that suggested an acute T12 fracture. He was transferred to St. Joe's in Ann Arbor. Patient was being monitored. CTHS did not reveal any pulmonary embolism, no other acute process other than the compression fractures. Chest X-ray did show streaky opacities in the lower lung zones. His troponins were elevated, which was felt to be secondary to demand ischemia. Cardiology was consulted. Pain management was consulted. Also, PM&R was consulted. Patient declined the back brace. He was put on bowel regimen, continued on neuro checks, continued on other medications, physical therapy and occupational therapy were consulted. He was ambulated. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he states that he is feeling better. He does complaints of pain in his back. He wants to go back on his home pain medications since he is in significant pain. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, history of chronic low back pain, compression fracture of the thoracic spine, COPD, history of DVT/PE, history of gout, history of anxiety, history of degenerative joint disease, depression, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, protein C and protein S deficiency. Past surgical history has been significant for EGD/colonoscopy, hiatal hernia repair, IVC filter placement, kyphoplasty, history of prostatectomy, secondary to prostate cancer. Shoulder surgery. And tonsillectomy. Social history. Quit smoking 18 years ago. And alcohol, he quit about 12 years ago. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of coronary artery disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, he does have history of COPD, denies any complaints of cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. He does have history of diverticulitis, being scheduled for robotic partial colectomy, also history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, history of prostate cancer, status post-prostatectomy. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of chronic back pain, history of multiple compression fractures, history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, no history of seizures. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, diminished breath sounds in the basis, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, no organomegaly, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, oriented times 3, no focal deficits, moving all four extremities. Impression, number 1, T12 compression fracture, acute, next history of fall, next COPD, next elevated troponin, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next coronary artery disease, next history of DVT/PE, next diverticulitis, next hiatal hernia, next GERD, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, will reinstate his home pain medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Rowena Molnar, M-O-L-N-A-R, Rowena, R-O-W-E-N-A, date of birth is 6-27-1933, date of service is 5-16-2024. Ms. Molnar is a very present 90-year-old female with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic anemia, slash thrombocytopenia, history of hypothyroidism, history of transient ischemic attack, and chronic venous insufficiency. Admitted to the hospital after having nausea and blood vomiting with bloody emesis, as well as some abdominal pain. She was found to be in septic shock with cholangitis and polymicrobial bacteremia. She was initially admitted to the ICU requiring vasopressor support. Patient was treated with IV antibiotics. Initial CT showed biliary dilatation and pericarditis. MRI of the abdomen showed a questionable 8.8 cm calculus in the distal common bile duct with numerous sub-centimeter cluster fluid containing lesions in the right hepatic lobe, representative of microabscesses, consistent with cholangitis and acute interstitial pancreatitis. Patient underwent ERCP, which was unsuccessful due to failed visualization of the ampulla. Repeat ERCP was successful with the stone retrieval, sphincterotomy, and stent placement. Repeat ERCP is planned for 4 to 6 weeks for stent removal. Blood cultures were positive for Enterococcus faecium, E. coli, and Klebsiella oxytosa. Follow-up blood cultures after antibiotic has been negative. Patient was treated with IV zosyn, with subsequent transition to PO ciprofloxacin and Augmentin to complete the antibiotic course. Patient did develop orofacial herpes simplex. Infection was treated with valacyclovir. Patient also did develop C. difficile infection while in the hospital. Patient was treated with PO vancomycin for 10 days. Patient was subsequently doing better, was ambulated with the help of physical therapy, was recommended subacute rehab by PT and OT. Patient was doing better, was eating better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she is feeling better. She denied any complaints of pain. She denied any chest pain, shortness of breath, denied any palpitation, denied any nausea, no vomiting. She denied any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, TIA, chronic venous insufficiency, chronic anemia, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Cholecystectomy and pelvis sling surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular. No complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitations, denied any history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal. She does had a history of abdominal pain, was diagnosed with pancreatitis as well as cholangitis. History of recent C. diff infection, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Urinary, no complaints, neurological. She denies any history of any focal weakness. She has history of TIA. No history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal. She does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of back pain. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run unreactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, not tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination. Patient awake and alert. Oriented times 3. No focal deficit. Moving all 4 extremities. Impression number 1. Severe sepsis with septic shock, polymicrobial bacteremia, next cholangitis with possible cholelithiasis, acute interstitial pancreatitis, next orofacial herpes simplex virus infection, Clostridium difficile infection, hypokalemia, next history of acute and chronic congestive heart failure, next, metabolic encephalopathy. hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease. Transplant patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. She seems to be doing better, will continue her current medications. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids, continue current medications. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. We'll monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.